Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
So what we're observing right now is how the corrupt U.S. Senate, which is, of course, infiltrated and controlled by Big Pharma, as well as other interests like AIPAC. But the Big Pharma infiltration means that these senators will never confirm anybody such as Mr. Weldon for CDC. His nomination was withdrawn after he lost the support of two senators who are pharma whores. And I think one of those senators is Senator Collins, by the way. I forgot the other one, but you might say, well, gosh, okay, the problem is the corrupt Senate. Yes, but that's actually just the symptom of the problem. Who keeps electing these corrupt senators? Well, it's the people in their states. And of course, there's quite a bit of election fraud too on top of that. I'm not naive to that reality, but they still get enough votes to where they can rig it, you know, the extra 20% or whatever they need. They still have some base of votes from people who are, let's face it, just stupid. And so the real problem, like, why is there corruption in the Senate, is because there's a lot of stupid people, especially in the blue states. And some in the red states too, you know? The problem is that people tend to be really lazy. They don't want to think about politics. They don't want to do their own research. They don't want to engage critical thinking. They just want to believe whatever false media narrative is pushed on them. And they just want to say, oh, that's true, you know? This is how most of the country went along with vaccine mandates. Now, this is how in the early days of the Ukraine war, everybody had a Ukraine flag, waving a Ukraine flag, completely oblivious to the fact that the U.S. deep state overthrew Ukraine in 2014, and it's been a puppet proxy state ever since. You know, people don't do their research. How many moms and dads, in some cases, inject their children with vaccines and they don't even read the ingredients? That would be like 999 out of 1,000 parents. They don't read the ingredients. They're lazy. They're intellectually lazy. I mean, think about it. Would you inject something into your body if you didn't know what was in it? No, of course not. That would be crazy. Like, would you eat something without knowing what's in it? Like, would you go to the grocery store and buy processed food without reading the ingredients label? If you do that routinely, like if you don't really have any idea what's in the food, you're probably listening to the wrong podcast, because my listeners, they know what they're putting into their bodies. And it doesn't mean you have to read every single box all the time, but that you have knowledge about what is likely to be in that food. You know, you read 1,000 food labels, you pretty much know the story. Yeah, I can tell you what's in the food even before I look at the label, you know, most of the time, right? But think about this. People, by and large, they are obedient masses who just want to be led into a more convenient life. And of course, the power-hungry tyrants take advantage of that. So yeah, they'll rig elections, they'll push media narratives, they'll create fake plandemics, they'll loot the money supply by printing currency, which is theft. But they figure, hey, as long as we only steal like maybe, you know, 2 to 5% a year, the dumbed down masses won't even notice. And they're right about that. The people mostly don't notice. Or if they do notice, like, well, how come groceries are so expensive? How come the dollar doesn't go as far as it used to? They don't realize it comes down to money printing. They blame something else. Or right now, today, they blame Trump, which is a silly thing to do, as he alone is not responsible for this. Although, during his administration, his first administration, there was a lot of currency creation, that's for sure. And it's still going on, you know, but we've got major problems to reform. It's not going to happen overnight. But there's a saying that says, in a democracy, people get the government they deserve. Now, of course, we don't live in a democracy. We don't even live in a constitutional republic. We live in a technocracy of tyrants and, you know, elitists and so on. It's a totally corrupt system. But there is an element of truth to that saying, because the American people, very often, they don't want to be bothered by, you know, information. you know, don't disturb me with vaccine ingredients. I don't want to know. You know, that's the way people are. It's just like, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Like, stop talking about bad things. I just don't want to hear it. I've got a song about all this that's on my new album, which is coming out apparently Sunday. It'll be on Spotify and I think, what, YouTube Music and iTunes. On Apple devices, you'll be able to find it. The song is called Ignorance is Bliss. And I think you'll enjoy the song. It's a funny song that I wrote based off of a customer email, or I guess a follower email, somebody that didn't want to hear any more negative information. And the reader wrote, you know, take me off your list because ignorance is bliss. And one of my staffers showed me the email. I was like, wow, that rhymes. We could probably make a song out of that. So I did. I made a whole song called Ignorance is Bliss, which is hilarious. You'll love it. So my artist name, once this all goes live on Spotify and iTunes and everywhere else, my artist name is Amethios, A-M-E-T-H-I-O-S. It's like the prefix Ame, which means love or of love, A-M-E, and then Theos, T-H-I-O-S, which is, of course, it's a reference to God. So it means love of God, even though I spell Theos differently than the typical Latin spelling of T-H-E-O-S. Anyway, it's T-H-I-O-S. So it's Amethios. And I think you'll really enjoy the album. The album's called The Awakening. And be sure to check out that song, Ignorance is Bliss. I'll also be posting it all for free at music.brighteon.com, but I'm only posting the songs there once we have the music videos done, and that's taking many weeks. So I've got one more song and video ready to go called Do What We Say that will be posted, I believe, next week. Look for that at music.brighteon.com, and then there you'll also be able to download free of charge the MP3 files. So even though I think on iTunes and wherever, I think you have to pay 99 cents a track, but you can also just get it for free at music.brighteon.com if you want to download the MP3 file. Just enjoy it, okay? Enjoy it. And be aware of what's going on in the world. A lot of people are ignorant, and they think ignorance is bliss, and that is really the major root of our problems. There will always be corrupt people, power-hungry people, who will take advantage of the ignorance of the masses. So really, how do we solve this? We educate, empower, inform. That's what we do, and that's what my life's mission has been. This is what I've been dedicated to for over 2 decades, and this is why the globalists and the CIA and the radical left-wing tyrants, they push so much censorship. They don't want people to be informed, aware, empowered. Censorship is a weapon of ignorance. And that's why the big tech platforms and the radical left, that's why they push so much censorship. They want to keep people ignorant, and they want to convince those people that ignorance is bliss, which is laughable to you and I. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is stupid. Knowing what's going on is bliss, right? And understanding it is genius. So let's do that. Let's know what's going on, and let's understand what's going on. And then we don't have to get caught up in all of this ignorance. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com for more videos and interviews. And be sure to check out our new book review videos that are posted at brightlearn.ai. That's brightlearn.ai. I think you'll really like it there. Thank you for listening. Take care. We've got a new product at the Health Ranger store called Oat Milk Powder. Here it is, available now, and it's got just one ingredient, which is oats. I mean, check it out. It's loaded with natural minerals, and it's about 5% fat, organic oat milk powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, and it's a great base for lots of smoothies. You know, I make my smoothies every day, and I started putting it in here as well. Just gives it an extra rich and sweet taste. Actually, oat milk powder is naturally kind of sweet. And if you really want to jazz it up, you can add a banana to it, or you can put whey protein in it.
Let me show you what I have on my desk here, just some ideas of some of the things that I use in my smoothies, because you know, I've been living on a smoothie for breakfast and lunch for like 20 years now. And so I'll use like Cocoa Energize, I'll use whey protein, I'll put broccoli sprouts in it for the sulforaphane, and there's the oat milk powder. I also use turmeric powder and then instant coffee sometimes, but those are currently out of stock at our store, so you have to check back on those later. And you can use anthocyanins for fruit-based smoothies, etc. But now I use a big Vitamix blender, but for those of you who want to have something more convenient for your office that's portable, we now carry the Blendy portable blenders at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for Blendy, B-L-E-N-D-I, and there's a couple different sizes there. Now, these clearly are not as strong as a Vitamix, but they're portable, great for at the workplace, great for travel. You know, you can use it in a hotel room, or, you know, you can use it on the go. You can use it, you know, traveling or in an RV or what have you. And these can blend up, you know, bananas and all these different powders and the new oat milk powder that we have as well, quite successfully. And if you want to make my smoothie, it's really just put in like half an avocado and half of a big banana into the Blendy with some of these other powders, like, you know, cacao powder and whey protein powder, a little bit of turmeric powder, etc. And then you're going to get a smoothie really close to what I drink every single day. So that's how you do it. And we've got these products and so much more available at healthrangerstore.com, where every purchase helps support our network and our effort to bring you technologies and solutions and knowledge for human empowerment, life, liberty, and happiness. So thank you for your support for shopping at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for all your support. Take care.